rotor replacement. That's $626,464. Those units are the heartbeat of these oxidation ditches, which are the heartbeat of the treatment of the wastewater facility, a very integral part of equipment for that facility. Number four, supervisory control and data acquisition, SCADA system upgrades, $73,000. These upgrades will be specific to the tertiary filtration rehabilitation process. Number five, electrical upgrades, $32,000. Number six, flight pump replacement, $98,904. The city had one of their lift stations where they had two pumps go down that were definitely unanticipated. They had to do an emergency replacement of those pumps quickly. This is one of their main lift stations, so they are wanting to work this reimbursement for these pumps into this funding agreement. Again, that was $98,904 for those two pumps. And then number seven, 5% contingency. Just add some contingency with a project of this size. You can run into unknowns, and that's just to have a little buffer in there so they would not have to come back to the commission and ask for additional funding. So that's a 5% over the overall amount. The city's requesting that the funding agreement remain active until December 31st, 2024. To provide sufficient time for the work to be completed and all board approval and reimbursement process requirements to be met. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on December 12, 2022. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission who has approved each copy as to form. This project is feasible and meets the criteria for approval necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines. And this is the one we've been talking about for the last 3 years. We're finally getting to the point where they got the bids out, and if this approval is granted by the commission, they're ready to approve those bids and begin the process of getting this project underway.
I see you have a letter from your attorney, Pat Keck, stating that she's reviewed it and approved.
Yes. Yes, Ms. Keck has reviewed each copy and approved each copy as to form. Yes, ma'am. Travis Heyer is here. He's the project engineer. If the commission has any specific questions of the overall project, and Kelly Burgess, of course, Public Works Director, is here as well.
As it proceeds, who's the inspector that inspects as it's going along?
I'm sorry?
Who is the inspector that will inspect it as it's
going along? Well, the engineer will have an inspector out there on the job, and then I will be doing my cursory inspections as funding requests come in, just to ensure that what we're reimbursing has been installed or that construction has occurred. So I'll be doing that.
No questions.
I don't have any.
Move to approve the City of Hollister request for funding agreement for the tertiary filtration, rehabilitation, and sanitary sewer system upgrade project.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you. Child Support Cooperative Agreement, 2023 through 2025, number 22-134, Prosecuting Attorney. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Commissioner?
How are you doing?
I'm good. In front of you guys this morning, we've got a cooperative agreement. This agreement really is between us and Christian County and Greene County. Brian Neal is the overseer of the Tri-County region. And, well, the agreement is with us three counties, but it's also between us and the state of Missouri. It's the what it does is it's the state of Missouri administrates federal funds for child support, and they reimburse us at various counties for child support work. And so in this three-county region, we have a shared assistant prosecutor who does all our child support enforcement. And so she travels the three circuits, and she works under Brian. And the state reimburses us for her services, and they are reimbursed through the federal government. And so basically this is the agreement provided to us from the state of Missouri to get those funds from the federal government to pay for that assistant prosecutor.
Have you, I know you were in the office last week. Were you able to see the concerns that, or not the concerns, but the some of the specific
There's
changes?
A number of changes in it.
Yeah, you, and you're
Brian
fine with
I'll
all
have
those
to
changes?
Kind of work through all that stuff.
Yeah, are you fine with all those changes?
Yeah, there were some changes around the edges of it that our office, many of the things that were changed were already doing, so.
And the state of Missouri provides the same agreement to all 114
right.
counties, so
right.
it's like we get to negotiate a lot.
We can just not do it.
Yeah. You know your requirements and you understand them.
Right. Yeah, yes, we do. And we take them very seriously. And like I said, some of those changes.
When they talk about the PA liaison mm-hmm. in the agreement, that's who Brian. Okay. That's what Brian does.
Right.
And so we'll have a contact person in our office. I will get the email of our contact person upstairs mm-hmm. for those various emails and the time ramifications, all that. And Sherry does a lot of that right now.
Right.
What she does.
I just want to make sure you guys were aware of the changes and you're fine with all of them.
Right.
Brian went through all of them with me last week. Chad kind of went through each.
Brian, for the record, what was your last name?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Neal, N-E-A-L.
Is Brian B-R-I or Y?
B-R-I-A-N. Yes.
You said Neal?
Yes.
And what
if
is
you
your
like, name? I can send you his email address and full name and all that for her.
If you don't care to send it to
okay.
the clerk.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. Sorry.
Yeah, no, thank you very much.
I think I got away without any cards. That would have been helpful if I would have just had those to pass out. But
well, that's all right. Yeah, they'll
work.
I think the clerk's office will want that.
Right.
As long as you don't, you're fine with all the.
Generally, I mean, 99% is the same. This is the same thing we've been doing since 2009.
I don't have any questions.
I don't have any. I think just if you're interested, the last fiscal year, state fiscal year, between the three counties total, I think we've collected about $3.4 million in
child support.
So.
Move to approve the Child Support Cooperative Agreement 2023 through 2025 by and between Missouri Department of Social Services, Family Support Division, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Animal Control Jurisdictional Agreement, 2023, Village of Kirbyville. Number 22-131, Animal Control.
So I thought the change to where we wouldn't have to deal with this again in the future was going to state something along the lines of average wage of employees excluding supervisor wage. Is that was the verbiage that was put in there?
Well.
No, it wasn't.
In the front page, it mentions average wage of employees excluding supervisor, but it puts a number there, and we wouldn't want the number there, or that'll take away the rate, because the rate would probably change each year.
Yeah, so on F, section F, county will charge village the rate of $16.67 per hour, and then it says average wage of employees excluding supervisor wage. I think we want to get rid of the $16.67, but then is that enough legalese to accomplish what we wanted to accomplish?
If, my opinion, if the attorney looks at it again, taking that out, and we use average rate, if he agrees that it is, then I would agree to approve it. Then.
So that's my question. Do we want to send it back to him and make sure he's okay with the verbiage, or do we want to approve it for this year and kick the can down the road for next year?
Well, we'll have, I think, the first of the year, the others, and the verbiage should be the same. Average rate of employees excluding, it looks like that's pretty straightforward, average wage of employees. Do you see something that would question?
No, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
I think it'd be fine.
So do you want to mark out the $16.67?
the rate of $16.67 per hour.
You want to mark that out?
Yes, sir.
The county will charge the village an hourly rate that is equal to the average wage of employees, excluding the supervisor wage?
Yes.
So I'm going to mark out, okay, so the county will charge the village the rate, the, an hourly rate of the average equal to, an hourly rate equal to the average wage of employees excluding supervisor wage.
Yes, read it, please read it again, just so for clarification.
The county will charge the village an hourly rate equal to the average wage of employees excluding supervisor wage.
Yes.
Everybody good with that?
Sir. Yep.
Move to approve the animal control jurisdictional agreement by and between the Village of Kirbyville and Taney County with corrections.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Taney County Health Department update. Don't see anybody here. We'll move on down the board appointments. SB 40.
Three openings, and all three are willing to reserve.
Sir, I need to step out just a moment.
Do you want to move forward, or do you want to take a recess?
We're going to go with the... Would you recess just a moment?
We'll go into recess. I have 9:30 a.m.